Hi, guys. I'm Nat Alder.
And I'm Gabriel Basile.
And I'm Kara Hartley.
And I'm Max.
Yeah, there we go.
Braidman.
Yeah.
I love culture.
Max, you're fired. Okay. Welcome to the Hot Talks News and Entertainment Partay. Podcast.
It's more of a party.
It's a party on
and
our
it's Valentine's
side.
Day.
After Woo! Valentine's
which
Day.
Means that we're all going to eat candy until we throw up.
Let me ask you guys something. Did any of you guys have a Valentine's?
Define Valentine's.
Like a girl that you, or a boy.
No. That you yes.
I don't know what you said yes to. Anyways, let's get
okay,
this.
Okay, so, just real quick. This candy says maybe. That's the most depressing candy you can give somebody.
Yeah.
Why would they print that?
Cool story.
I had a candy that said my parents won't let me. So.
That's rough.
Wow, dude. Sorry, dude.
Or my parents don't believe in it.
Let's get started here.
This one says yes.
What do we got going on this week in arts and entertainment?
Not much around town unless you
There's literally nothing around town.
Nothing. Everything's closed for the weekend because Valentine's Day was today.
That's so, a lie.
Nope. Okay, that's true. Yes. It's really sad. A bunch of places are going out of business. Anyway.
Bob Dylan concert at the Angler?
Nope, that's wrong.
Maybe that's wrong.
We'll just go right to music.
Yeah, so Gabe, what do we got?
All right, Atlas Shrugged. Coming out. Oh, no.
Yep. new group Atlas Genius, which this is their first full-fledged album, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, they just have an EP. It's called When It Was Now. He's got a lot of energy. Anyway, that's coming out. Okay, Nat. You should be on Sons of a City, dude.
I am on Sons of a City.
He is, dude. He wrote a song called Creep.
Yeah, it's kind of about my life, but kind of.
Anyway, indie artists, alternative stuff.
Yeah,
pretty great.
Yeah, and we pretty much have like indie stuff this week because there's no major releases. Beach Fossils. I like them a lot. You might like them too. Check them out. They have a new album. It's called Clash the Truth.
Oh, with Sam Worthington, where he's like, I'm going to Clash the Truth.
That's Clash of the Titans, dude. You should know. You have it on DVD.
Well, yeah. Yep, I do.
What else, Gabe? Go for it, buddy.
Okay, well, LL Cool J dropped an album
last week.
You guys see him on the Grammys? He was terrible. He was like, go to #Grammys/#Twitter/#Grammy Awards/#JustinBieber, and it's like Twitter overloaded because LL Cool J was being an idiot and making people hashtag.
He was too LL Cool.
No, he was LL Stupid J.
Got him.
Dang.
Alright, so what else, Gabe? There's Major Lazer as a
yeah.
album out.
Right,
he's got... That's that place in Cedar Rapids where you go and you play laser tag.
Yes.
Nope.
That was a high five, everybody.
It's called Free the Universe. Check it out if you like electronic.
Electronic stuff. It's not the... Major Lazer's not the
universe!
Bank. Now, what's happening to the Bijou?
Jack. Oh.
Segway.
Stuff at the Bijou this week. We have an animated film called The Rabbi's Cat.
What's it about?
Not to be mistaken with my weekend. In general. The film is about a child lobotomy. In the 1960s.
Are you serious?
No.
This is all wrong.
It's about a rabbi's cat.
Okay.
What else is coming to the Bijou this weekend? Let me see. We have the 48-hour film festival on Friday, which is kind of like, I guess the filmmakers get 48 hours, so I guess starting yesterday, maybe, to make a film, and then they show their finished movies.
That's crazy.
That's tomorrow, dude.
Tomorrow night. Friday, February.
That's crazy.
And then...
It's free!
The other thing we have is a little awesome movie called The House I Live In, which
is... actually a little movie?
It's a little movie.
It's projected onto, like...
yeah.
onto, like, a white piece of paper.
No, no. It's called The House I Live In. It's a documentary about, I think, like, marijuanas or something like that. Marijuanas. I don't really know. So that's coming out. So check that stuff out.
That was really informative.
So, yeah.
Thanks for that.
I feel like Gabe definitely has not one crappy movie.
But, like,
not
eight.
Two, but three crappy movies of the week.
Yeah, it's a crap fest.
Oh, yeah. As we all know, this is kind of like crappy movie season. Or crappy everything season.
Yeah.
It's a crappy season,
January
guys.
January to February is just terrible movies.
No.
Except for Side Effects. That was really, really good.
Yeah, dude. Side Effects. We talked about that last week.
No, but Max and I saw it.
We saw it. It was really good.
It was super good.
Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, well, we saw
Let's
it.
Let's not get
it
into that
really
on the
good.
Podcast,
it
okay?
Was, we saw it, and it was really good. My favorite part about it was that empty seat next to me that I could just stretch my legs out. Oh! You have no idea, Gabe. It was so much fun.
I thought I'm like an Indian in that seat, dude.
Yeah, you should come. No. Never mind. You just shouldn't. Hey, so what are your crappy movies?
Yeah, what are your crappy movies?
Beautiful Creatures.
Oh!
Kind of speaks for itself.
Oh! Does it really, though? What's it about?
Is it about beautiful creatures?
Who's in it? What's it about?
Isn't Jeremy Irons in it? Or, sorry, Jeremy Steele?
Elrond's
Hubbards.
Yeah.
Hey, so Jeremy Irons is in it.
Check it out.
There's a bunch
or
of,
don't.
Like, famous... There's a really famous... Oh, Emma Thompson's in it. She's a pretty good actress, but, like, I saw the previews for this, and it just looks like one, like, really dumb, like, wannabe Twilight movie. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. It looks so dumb. I don't know. Like, and you know it's stupid when the quotes for the trailer from the critics are from, like, websites you've never even heard of. It's like, this critic says, get ready for an epic, fantastic weekend with this film, and it was from, like, Josh Johnson... .blogspot.wordpress.com or something.
Boy.
So, yeah, no. I don't know how he saw that movie.
Anyway.
What else you got?
Safe Haven, which looks like a cheesy Valentine's movie.
Isn't it supposed to have, like, some thriller elements or something?
I don't know, dude.
It looks bad.
It's got bad guys. Saw a trailer.
Just don't look at
it's
it.
Got
ever.
Josh Duhamel in it.
I don't know how that
He's
is.
He's a pretty handsome guy. All I know.
Okay.
So that's enough for me to buy a ticket, right?
Uh-huh. And finally, Nat might protest this one.
Uh-huh.
But that's the new Die Hard movie, Die Hard 5.
Good Day to Die Hard.
Yeah.
I'm not going to protest it, because it does look pretty bad, but I will say that I'm loyal to the Die Hard. It's like if your mom gets a venereal disease, you're still going to love her, you know?
Yeah, but
I don't know if that's the same thing at all.
Die Hard's not my mom.
Yeah, but if there's like...
But so you're comparing a movie to a venereal disease.
No, but if you've known your mom for like 5 years, let's say.
What?
And on the fifth year, it's like, oh no, mom's got a VD. You know, it's like... VD.
You wouldn't want to see your mom
VD
when she's got a VD. You gotta wait till she gets some medication.
I would be supportive of her, though. And I would go to the hospital and visit her. That's what I'm saying. This is a dying series.
Okay.
But I will support it until
I think the series just needs to die hard.
Shut
okay.
up.
So...
Still podcasting.
So...
Those are the crappy movies of the week.
Yep.
That sound of the trash can, that's our new sound effect for crappy movies. Yeah. Throwing it in the trash.
Just put it in the trash, dude.
Yep.
And unfortunately, there's like no good movies coming out this week.
Yeah.
What's next week?
The 29th.
Oh,
nope.
Just kidding. Next
Friday. Next week's the
22nd.
I don't know what movies are coming out, but hopefully better. I know March 1st. Is when Stoker comes out. You know what else comes out on March 1st?
What?
21 and Over.
Okay.
Really
that looks like Project X.
That's the, yeah. And
don't
Project
see it.
X was amazing.
Nope. That it was so. Not. There's one video game coming out this week.
It's called Crysis 3.
Yep. Nat's super excited. Why don't you tell us about it, Nat?
No, I didn't like... No. I didn't like Crysis 2 that much as I thought I would like it.
Gabe, you liked it, right?
But
I thought it was different. I'm not that big a fan of first-person shooters unless they have, like, a twist, like a horror element or something. You know, survival
horror. Have a twist, though?
Yes. That's what I was getting to, Max.
Ooh, okay.
But, yeah, you got this weird this weird suit thing where you can be invisible.
What a twist.
And I like being invisible.
What a twist.
But yeah, it's different than just like going around shooting people.
This series needs to
a little bit, but
hard Crisis 3.
Thanks for tuning in this week, guys.
Hey, thanks. Hey, special Valentine's Day shout out to Ava Vigerson.
That pressure's not real.
Slap her in the face. Because she's just really entitled and stuff like that. You know? She's not worth it.
You heard it here first.
But
Ava Vigerson, slap her
cool.
in the face.
So, I mean...
you're sending mixed messages, dude.
I don't know. I don't like her very much. That's all I'm going to say about
it. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, bullying.